By the time local and state governments began to crack down, the Sunshine State was already known as a hub for people seeking cheap and easy-to-get pain meds. Now, a new state law that beefs up regulation of pill mills is facing a court challenge. The law requires inspections of the clinics, stricter screening of doctors, and a 3-day limit on pill supply for the uninsured, among other things. Governor Charlie Crist, who signed that bill into law, says he's confident the plaintiffs have no case.
Well, it's been problematic throughout the state, and I think that we have to really get a handle on this abuse of prescription drugs in Florida, and that's why I signed the bill. And I think that we'll be successful in defending that suit and protect the people of Florida.
The plaintiffs claim the law's 3-day supply limit for the uninsured is discriminatory, and a provision that forbids them from advertising drugs by name violates the First Amendment. Crist says nothing in that bill is against the law.
Well, I think it's constitutional. I really did, or I wouldn't have signed the bill. And I think it will protect Floridians, it'll protect patients, and it'll do what's right for the Sunshine State.
An estimated 7 people die from prescription drug overdoses every day in Florida. The pill mill bill, which goes into effect October 1st unless a judge blocks it, was passed unanimously by the Senate in April. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.